This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Melbourne is in full swing. We've got midsummer going on. And our next guest is got the acclaimed show Daddy, which will be playing at the State Theatre Rehearsal Rooms at the Arts Centre. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you so much.
What a name for a show.
Daddy.
Daddy.
It's good, huh?
It's good.
I always want to do it with the Marilyn Monroe voice. It just sounds like the way she
should do it. Hello, Daddy.
You know, like
that. That's it.
So, Joel, tell us all about the show, Daddy.
So, the show is it's a solo. It's dance theatre, so I'm weaving together dancing and storytelling. And it's audience participatory. So, it's not the kind of show where you come and you sit down and you just kind of sit there passively. There's lots of interaction and conversation. I get people to help me out to build the show together in a really fun, non-confrontational way. And it's Daddy. It's about a couple of things. It's about my relationship with my father. In fact, when I told him about the show originally, he was sure the whole show was entirely about him, which he was really disappointed to find out. Totally.
You probably think my show's all about you.
All about you, totally. So it is about my relationship with him, and I'm Aboriginal through my father, so it's about that kind of ancestry through the patrilineal descent, as well as about my sexuality and the men I like to have sex with.
Oh! Wow.
So there's a nice kind of segue of those two things.
Oh, beautiful. So I did say ballet dancer, but it's actually you've just dusted off your ballet.
Yeah, there is actually come along and check out. I haven't done ballet in many, many years, but I dusted off for this show and do a little...
Because Tom was saying he watched a bit of the footage, and he's quite the dance aficionado.
Well, I have been dance mum for a long, long time.
Yes.
With daughters through ballet and dancing in the Melbourne Shakespearean Company doing that. And I thought, my God, boy, that boy can dance.
I've been doing it for 20 years full-time every day as a dancer.
So when did you learn to dance?
You started when you were two.
I started at NASDA, which is the Aboriginal and Islander Dance School, at the ripe old age of 20. I was studying a law degree and then one day decided to become a dancer on a whim. My parents were thrilled.
but you're still not going to get a job as a lawyer anyway. There's more lawyers out there than there. Yeah.
Well, I've made it work.
And
then I studied at Whopper over in Perth.
In Western Australia.
Perth, yeah. Whopper's fabulous.
Whopper is amazing. It's an amazing program.
Yeah, so you've really had some stuff. Now, you are the creator, choreographer, obviously you're the performer. You seem to be carrying the show on your own. Is there pressure to be that, or is it a control freak thing?
I could probably talk with my therapist about that. It's probably a bit of a control freak thing. I mean, it's my idea and I make the work, but it was a team effort. I have had an amazing team in terms of Stephen Nicolazzo, who's a director who worked with me, and Haruka Sanapati, who's this amazing dancer choreography, a great lighting designer, and Katie Sfakita. So we had a whole team. But yeah, I'm definitely, like, I once did a media interview and someone said, describe your arts practice in one word. And without missing a beat, I said, narcissistic. It's pretty much all just about me.
I thought you were going to say daddy.
It's all about daddy. That does need to be said in a Marilyn Monroe voice.
It does need to be said in a Marilyn Monroe voice, yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you get your inspiration from when you bring together a show like this?
That's a tricky one, because I think each new work is born in a very different way. This work started off as something entirely different. I got, for some reason, interested in ancient Greek mythology.
Who doesn't on a Sunday morning?
Totally.
You know,
like, but that's the fascinating thing about the creative process is, like, you start somewhere and then by the time you've made... Because I take about 2 years to make a work. It takes a long time, like, lots of thinking and reading and writing and talking. And then by the time you get to opening night, it is another creature altogether.
Wow. Well, you have toured all over the world. Do you take your Indigenous heritage with you?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I lived overseas for many years, and I kind of stopped telling people over there that I was Aboriginal, partly because, on the one hand, people overseas barely even know that there are Aboriginal people in Australia, and then to be confronted with someone who looks Swedish. You know, I'm blonde. Yeah. I'm blonde, blue-eyed, and fair-skinned. So I just got sick of having to explain it all the time. And that was one of the things that really made me want to come home. Was I got really homesick for Australia, for my country, for my family and my community. And so it's been a really beautiful thing to be able to come back here and to make work that engages with my Indigenous identity.
Wow.
With Midsummer coming on, how important do you think it is that we actually do celebrate and also go and watch, support Indigenous queer culture?
I think it's important to do it, but also it's not a charity to go and do it. Like, go and see it, because that's some of the best work that's out there at the moment. You know, my peers, whether it's in all the different performing arts or whatever, you know, also the visual arts, like, every time I go and see it, I'm just blown away that, you know, Aboriginal people were 2 to 3% of the population, but we're absolutely kicking above our weight when it comes to making high quality art. And go and check it out, because it's just not because you're supporting us, just because it's like the best shit out there. Can I say that?
I used to work for an Indigenous theatre company, and I remember the one thing, and this is an interesting, I was just thinking about your Swedish look. And I think the biggest thing that I remember a sign being said, because was that if you were to say about colour, like, it doesn't matter how much milk you put in a coffee, it's still a coffee kind of thing.
Totally.
So we really need to make sure that we don't look at a skin colour and go that that's what someone's identification is. And in our community, that's bigger than anything. What we need to make sure we have and we identify with is really important.
And so, the other thing is to remember that my skin colour is the direct result of a colonial policy that was designed to make us all white. So, like, fair-skinned black fellas standing up for their identity is about, like, making sure that history doesn't win.
That's absolutely it.
Well, I'm telling you, I have been checking out some of the little videos on your website. It is fantastic. The show Daddy looks great. I cannot wait.
Can't wait to go.
Where can we see it, Jess?
Look, Daddy is playing at the Art Centre Melbourne. How exciting.
That's a bit posh.
I know. And everyone may... If you don't know, your face has been seen around, hasn't it?
So, oh, yes.
We've had you kind of monkey magic on a pink cloud.
That's me lounging like Michelangelo's on a cloud.
Everyone will know the picture. There's Joel leaning against this little pink cloud with... very little on, mm-hmm. just there's a little bit of fluff covering your fluff.
Funding cuts, yeah. Couldn't afford costumes.
Yeah. Funding cuts in the arts, as they look at that, sometimes it works. So from the 4th to the 8th of February at the State Theatre Rehearsal Room, tickets from midsummer.org.au as well as at the Art Centre website.
That is fantastic. We'll put all the links on our page so you can get there. I think you need to be quick. I reckon there wouldn't be many tickets left.
It's selling pretty fast.
It's selling quick.
And as you said, there's no seats available. It's standing room because it's dancing room.
With the caveat that if you need a seat for access reasons, we do have some available.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice to know too, because after two or three dances on the dance floor, you know, there's only so much I can stand
for.
You
need to find a perch.
I'll just lean on someone. I'll have Tom to lean on.
Well, that's quite normal here with Tom and Jessie. She's always leaning on me. I wonder why I'm exhausted.
He's got more shade and palm tree, this one. More shade. Thank you so much, Joel.
Thank you, Joel. We'll see you there.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.